Program 21. Text 1. Local news.
Near thing at Ladrum. A pleasant Sunday outing in the spring sunshine almost turned to tragedy for two Harpole families at Ladrum Beach last weekend. The children and the party had pleaded to be allowed to explore an adjacent bay together, and their parents, who were looking forward to a cup of coffee at a nearby cafe, had agreed that they could go, provided they promised to be back within an hour. The four children then scampered off along the beach by the foot of the cliffs, clambered over the rocks at the end of the bay, and disappeared from sight around the headland. They failed to notice the time passing, until they realized in dismay that the tide was coming in rapidly, and hurriedly they retraced their steps along the now narrow strip of sand. If they had been a few minutes earlier, they could still have paddled back round the headland, but already the water was too deep for them to pass. Although they tried, they could not climb the steep cliffs either. So the eldest of the four, the only one who could swim, left the others sitting on a rock, holding one another by the hand, while he attempted to swim back and raise the alarm. The boy, 12-year-old Thomas Taylor of Manor Road, Harpole, struggled manfully in the cold water against the strong current, and 20 minutes later he succeeded in rounding the headland. Soon after, he was able to scramble ashore in the next bay. After pausing to regain his breath, he raced to his worried parents and told his story. Luckily, they managed to find the owner of a nearby motorboat and sped off to the rescue. They found the frightened youngsters still holding one another's hands, with the waves now lapping around their feet. Thomas's mother, Mrs. Beryl Taylor, 37, told the observer...